Thank you. I am Vernon Jones, and I would like to discuss just briefly three things we know about grace. First, we know how to define it. We say it is God's unmerited favor, and favor we do not merit, have not earned, and do not deserve. David deserved to die on two counts, adultery and murder. But when he finally saw the gravity of his sin and confessed it and repented of it, God put away his sin. But he spent the rest of his life regretting what he had done, and the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms is a good example of that. And God bestowed on David a favor he did not merit, had not earned, and did not deserve. Second, we know how much we need it. Without a Savior, all men are like those said to be without hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2 and verse 12. And man cannot be his own Savior. He cannot be saved by being good enough, generous enough, or moral enough. He cannot be saved by attending church services, that only, or eating the Lord's Supper, or teaching Bible classes. Oh, he needs to do all of these, but he cannot be saved by doing it. And if we helped all the needy and baptized all the lost, we would not earn our salvation. All of these things have a place in the life of a faithful Christian, but even if we did all of them flawlessly, we would not merit our salvation. And in the third place, we know how to accept it. Jesus died for all mankind, Hebrews 2:9. But only a few will be saved, Matthew 7:13 and 14. Since he died for all, why are not all saved? Well, there's a very simple reason. Because most will not accept the gift of salvation. It is a conditional gift. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." In Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. The gospel is the good news of God's wonderful gift of grace, which we do not merit, have not earned, and do not deserve. Those who believe that news and are baptized are on their way to accepting the gift. Accept the grace. Those who do not reject the gift and are eternally lost without the saving grace of God. There is no middle ground. These three things we can know without doubt, any doubt whatsoever, about the grace of God. Thank you for listening.